Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 10, Mishnah 8, the Mishnah begins. Hamavas Chaver B'Shtar, if somebody lends his friend money, and they write a shtar, they write a document. And they didn't write in the document anything about Achrayis Nechasim. Achrayis Nechasim means to say the following. Let's say the borrower cannot pay. It gives a right to the lender to go and to take some of his property away. This fellow just writes a shtar, and the shtar, it says that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, but it doesn't say anything about being able to collect from his property. It says the Mishnah, nevertheless, Goyva, the lender, could collect the loan, Minechasa Mishubadim, from properties that are already that his properties. But more than that, Nechasa Mishubadim means even the properties that he already, that the Loiva, that the borrower already sold after the loan, he can go and take them away from the people that bought them because they were Mishubad, they were obligated to his loan prior to the actual sale. And what's the reason for that? They didn't write in the shtar anything about Achrayis. So Gemara says, because Achrayis toy sefer. That means even if for some reason the scribe didn't write this clause, that any property that's there at the time of the loan is now required to be given over. Nevertheless, it's just a mistake that it wasn't written. But any document that's written, any shtar that's written for a loan, automatically includes Achrayis Nechasim that the lender could collect from the property of the borrower, but more than that, even the property that he sold after the time of the loan. Says the Mishnah, Al Yedei Eidim. Let's say a fellow just lends his friend in front of witnesses. There was no shtar, there was no document. Then Goyim Nechasim Necharim. He could only collect from the property that the Loiva actually has at that period of time of claiming the loan, but property that was sold to somebody else, that he cannot claim. Because since there were no Eidim, there's no kol, there's no one talking about it, so the buyer of the property has no idea that there was already a lien, if you want to say, on the property. So if the halacha is, you can only collect from Necharim, which is property that actually exists when you're collecting. I think it's the Mishnah. Let's say he takes out an IOU that has the handwriting of the loiva of the borrower, show chai of loiva, that he owes him money. Goiva, then the lender could collect minachasim b'necharim only from property that's actually there, but not from property that was sold after the time of the loan. Continues the Mishnah. Let's say after the Edom already signed the loan documents, the witnesses signed the loan documents, then the Arev, then the guarantor writes, I am an Arev for this loan. Goiva, then the lender could collect minechasim b'necharim. He could collect from the property of the Arev, of the guarantor that's around there. Not the property he sold, but the property that actually exists. Why? Because since the Edom didn't sign on the clause that says I'm an Arev, so it remains like a milvah baal peh, just like a verbal loan, and therefore, but he could collect from B'nai Chayim. Says the Mishnah, however, it's not so simple as it sounds. My Sabalf Nei Rabbi Yishmael, there was a story that came before Rabbi Yishmael of an Arv, of a guarantor that wrote his Arvos, he wrote his guarantorship after the witnesses had already signed. V'amar, Rabbi Yishmael said, Goiva, the lender could collect Menachasim B'nai Chayim from existing properties of the Arv, of the guarantor. Amalei Benana, so Benana said to Rabbi Yishmael, Eina Goiva Lei Menachasim Mishubadim Lei Menachasim B'nai Chayim. In this situation, you cannot collect from the guarantor whatsoever. Why? As we'll see in a moment. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel said to Benanis, Lama, why can't he collect from his property, the existing property? Amalei Benanis said to Rabbi Shmuel, Hari achonik esecha b'shuk. If a fellow sees a lender that is strangling the borrower in the marketplace and saying, you better pay me, you better pay me. Umetzoy chaver, and you see this guy being strangled, and you go over to the lender, v'amalei, and you say to him, Hanachloi, put him down, chill. I'll give it to you. I'll be the Arv, Pater. In that situation, the fellow that says put him down does not actually have to pay for the loan. Shulam unasa hilvo, because the reason that he lent had nothing to do with the Arev. He was depending on getting paid back from the leva, from the borrower himself. So that's not considered an Arev whatsoever. What is an Arv, says the Mishnah? La'ezu Arv shuchayim. What is the classification? What's the definition of an Arv of a guarantor? Halveyuvani noisin lach. Someone goes over to a lender and says, lend him money, and I guarantee that if you don't get paid back, I'll pay. Chayav, then in that situation, you actually pay. Why shekeinam unasa haveu? Because then the whole loan happened only because the lender was relying on the guarantor. Rabbi Shmuel, however, argues on Benanis, and he says that any type of arif, even if a guy is strangling someone, and you says, I'm going to be arif if he doesn't pay, the halacha is you are considered an arif, and you would have to pay. Concludes the Mishnah in Maseches Baba Basra. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Haritza sheyachkim." If a person wants to acquire wisdom, understanding, become sharper, yaseh b'dine mamnis, he should learn gemaras, mishnayos of dine mamnis, maseches nezikin, the laws of money and finance. She'ein lecha miktsaya, because there is no area of Torah, b'Torah gadol mehen, that's greater than laws of finance, laws of damages. She'ein kemayin hanaveh, because there are wellspring that just continues to give forth water, and it makes a person constantly wiser. If a person wants to get involved in dinei mamonos in financial matters, and he wants to do it kehalacha, yishamis as Shimon ben Anas, then he should follow Shimon ben Anas, who was the previous Tana that we had in this Mishnah, because he's so clear, and he understands the halacha, and he understands the applications. So if you want to do that, follow him. Salik Maseches Baba Basra, Mazel Tov. We finished Maseches Baba Basra, yet another Masechta in Seder Nezikin. Looking forward to Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, to starting a brand new Masechta. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Have a great day, and a wonderful rest of your week.